Oh, you're awake. Guess we don't need this anymore. Shouldn't be too bad. Let your eyes adjust. There you go. We're in a basement, so there isn't much light to begin with. Take a second, get your bearings. It's always a bit disorienting when you're waking up from being knocked out. I speak from experience. Here, take a sip of water. Good, good. It's nice and cold, just like the basement you're in. Sorry, I was just trying to lighten the mood. Jokes have never really been my thing. My partner was the funny one who always got us off track, and I was the serious one trying to accomplish the job. It sounds simple and a little cliche, but it worked for us. But now she's gone. And I have been working solo for such a long time. Working solo just isn't as fun as working in a team. I find that three people is way too many to balance when working a job, and working alone just gets a little lonely. There's no one to talk to, or to tease, or to act as distraction if there's a dumb-looking guard, which is where you come in. Do you recognize me yet? Oh, I know that look. You think I look familiar. Are you trying to put the pieces together? Who took you? Do you have it yet? My face is probably most recognizable from headlines or wanted signs. My two biggest hits. It was the assassination of Prince Asher Godfrey, or the break-in at, what was that place called? Able Manor, where a few of their priceless heirlooms went missing. It was all over the news. Ooh, I might have made this too hard. You wouldn't recognize me without my costume on, but when I'm talking to a civilian, I need to be incognito, hence the sundress. I wouldn't want any one of those heroes noticing me and stopping me from taking you. See, once I set my mind to something, there is nothing anyone can do to deter me from accomplishing it. If I don't get to do it, then I'll obsess over it until I can finally do it. It might take days, weeks, months, even years, but I will finish whatever I started. Imprint doesn't stop until she has what she wants in her hands. And what I wanted? It was you. I wanted a new partner in crime. You just happened to be at the right place at the right time. While Red Lynx was busy fighting aberration, no one's eyes were on those around them. Everyone was trying to flee or get to safety or watch the fight. It was like taking candy from a baby, taking you from the crowd. A few pressure points and you fainted. I pretended to know you. I picked you up and I took you back to my current base of operations. That catch you up? Good. Now the fun part can begin. I'm going to try this the easy way. It has never worked for me before, but maybe it'll work this time. You can't blame a girl for trying. So, what do you say, buddy? You want to join me in making this bad town even worse? Of course. They always say things like that. I have a job, I have friends, or a family, or a pet that needs me. I don't have what it takes to be a criminal. I don't want to rob people. Blah, blah, blah. You are going to join me whether you want to or not. They all do. Oh, you're so cute. While you play big, brave hostage, I'm going to list off some of my previous partners and tell you how I broke them. Starting with my first one, there was Smiley. Smiley broke after about, gosh, it's been so long. I think it was 3 days. He was the quickest one, I remember that. I think a part of him really wanted to give in and be bad with me, but he had this pesky thing called morality. Luckily, I cured that for him. Then I had Undertow. Undertow lasted a little bit longer. It took her about a week and a half to finally agree. There was also a few in between them that didn't make it past being taken by me. I wish I remembered their names, but I guess that's the thing about the weak. They just fizzle out. Then, I went on to Glitch, who gave in after 2 weeks in the box. The box is a fun little device of my own creation that I use on the most stubborn civilians. But then that device got me thinking. There has to be a better way of getting my toys to do what I want. Breaking you down and molding you into the perfect partner for me takes way too long. And it doesn't guarantee success. The box itself, it worked, but it took way too long for my liking and it risked shattering the person completely. So, me being me, I started to dabble in technology. Nothing too fancy, I just needed something that would work. I had partners while I was coming up with my invention, and I used them as my test subjects, which eventually led me to my most recent partner. You would know her as Deviation. She came into this room just like you, knocked out, scared, not wanting to work with me. But then, I pulled out this device right here. Do you know what it is? That's all right. I haven't shown this device to the public, so I would have been shocked if you knew what it was. This invention right here, this is my baby. Built her from scratch, and she does exactly what I need her to do. Deviation was the first person I successfully used her on. It took only a minute, and it completely reprogrammed her. She became as loyal as a stray puppy looking for a home. Really. She was the best partner I could have asked for. But then, she got cocky during one job and got herself killed. That's where you come in. Your transformation might be my greatest one yet. From innocent bystander, to unwilling participant, to willing accomplice, all within an hour of me taking you. Okay, I need you to look at the white dot in the center, okay? Right here. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm gonna stop laughing. But it's cute. You think closing your eyes is going to save you? That's adorable. You also might be my cutest partner yet. I'll just switch it from visual to audio, and then we can get the show on the road. When creating a hypnosis device such as this, I planned for someone to think that closing their eyes is going to prevent them from the change. See, the change is going to happen whether you want it to or not. I gave you the easy way. I asked if you wanted to be my partner, and you said no. So now, we're doing things the hard way. Say goodbye to who you were formerly. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. You are a criminal. You are my sidekick. You do what I say with a smile on your face. You are eager to follow through with whatever I tell you to do. Nothing gives you more pleasure than obeying me. You are mine. You exist to be mine. You are not just my partner, you are my toy. You love this new life. This is the life you have always wanted. You are finally free. Now let's see if I scrambled your brain too much. What's your name? Good. And who am I? Amazing. And where are you right now? Correct again. This is a very good sign. It seems that your brain listened. Now, let's see if your body did. Stick up 3 fingers. Good. Put them down and twist your head to the left. Now the right. Huh, this is great. It seems it all worked. How are you feeling? That's to be expected, but you don't have any of those pesky inhibitions about working with me. It's been replaced with excitement for your first gig and being able to prove your loyalty to me, hasn't it? I want to see just how far you are willing to go for me. Stick your tongue out for me. Oh, so pretty. I'm going to take my heel and place it right between your thighs on this chair. Position yourself so that you're able to grind against my shoe. That's it. Move your body. Good. Thrust your hips a few times. Rub yourself against it. Yeah. Are you able to fuck yourself against my shoe like this? Good. Well, I keep my foot here. I'm going to take another step right over you and position my pussy right above your head. Do you know where this is going? Such a smart toy. You are going to grind against my heel and fuck yourself on it. All the while you are going to be eating me out. You want to be loyal to me, right? Then prove it. Make me come like this and I'll take you on your first gig tonight. Fuck. How I've missed the feeling of a warm, wet tongue against my pussy. Fuck, it feels so good. I'm so glad I thought to give you some water. Oh, fuck, it feels so good. Oh, I've missed this feeling. When my last partner died, so did all my orgasms. Toys don't really do it for me, no. I've always preferred a warm, wet tongue flicking my clit to anything else. Gets me off like nothing else. Look at you. Absolutely devouring this pussy. Like it's your last meal on death row. Fuck. Oh, I'm so glad the hypnotism worked. You're so fucking eager to do whatever I want, whatever I say. You're trying to prove your loyalty to me right now, and you're doing such a good job at it. Oh, yeah. Oh, keep grinding. Grinding against my heel. Come on, fuck my shoe. Because that's what you deserve, isn't it? You deserve to fuck my shoe and taste my pussy because it doesn't deserve to be anywhere else near you. No. You need to prove how loyal you are. You need to earn it. You need to earn this pussy anywhere else. You need to earn my hands touching you, my lips touching you. You need to prove that you are worth a damn and you're gonna live past one mission. And this is how you're gonna do it. Well, this is part of how you're gonna do it. Because this is your key to getting on your first mission with me, making me come like this. And you better not fucking come before I do. I control you from now on. And that means every part of you, your mind, your body, all of it. It's under my control from the hypnotism. You don't have to think for yourself. You don't even have to do anything for yourself. Because everything is a program from me. Don't worry, I'll teach you. I'll program you how to perfectly eat my pussy out in a little bit. That way you'll be able to make me come in 5 minutes flat and I can just tell you to get on your knees and taste me. Sorry, I got a little distracted there by that thought. Oh, I'm so excited to be back to having regular orgasms, especially quick ones from this talented fucking tongue of yours. It seems someone before I found them was the town slut and loved to eat pussy so much, huh? It was your favorite meal, wasn't it? With how you're working my clit, I just know that you lived to have a nice, pretty pussy shoved in your face and have your face ridden. Well, it's a good thing that I like to shove my wet pussy into my partner's face. Oh, fuck right there. Keep grinding against my heel. Come on. Oh, fuck. Just because you're not allowed to come doesn't mean I don't want you to get close, that I don't want you to enjoy it. Come on. I want to see your desperation. I want to feel it as you eat me out and you try to get closer and closer and bring me closer and closer. But I just don't get there yet, and then you come, so I have an excuse to punish you. Oh, please give me an excuse to punish you. I bet you would look so fucking beautiful in pain. Oh, fuck, right there, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, you like that? You like the thought of me punishing you, huh? Oh, seems I've caught myself a little masochist. A little masochist partner in crime. Oh, wow. I really hit the jackpot with you, didn't I, toy? Someone who gets off on being treated like you're nothing but an object. Just a toy that I can fuck and use how I please. When I tell you to jump, you say how high, don't you? Oh, fuck, yes, you do. Fuck yeah. Were you like this even before the hypnotism? Oh, I bet you were. I bet you were always such a submissive little slut. Just desperate to be told what to do. You need to be told what to do, don't you? You love a strong woman in charge. What better than a villain? Who better than imprints? You know I'm notorious. You know I'm big and strong, and I just so easily put you in your place. You're under my spell. Well, hypnotism. You're not going anywhere anytime soon, but I don't think you want to. Not with how rigorously you are just grinding against that shoe. Someone's really fucking horny, huh? Has it been a while for you too? Have you not come in a while? Did the people you hooked up with before not let you come because you were such a fucking slut? Because you were such a filthy whore you didn't deserve to come, so they just used your face to get off and then left you all horny and needy, but no outlets? Oh, I bet that would be a beautiful sight watching you be denied. Oh, fuck. Yeah, put your tongue in there. Yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, God, fuck, it feels so fucking good. Oh, yeah, do that again. Flick it again. Yes, now circle it, circle it. Use the tip of your tongue and circle my clit. Oh, gosh. Oh, fuck. Oh, don't mind me just grinding down a bit on your face. Fuck. You have a face that's perfect to be ridden on. Gosh, I think I'm gonna be doing this multiple times a day. Maybe when I'm looking for gigs, I'll just sit on your face and let you just go to town, eat me out while I find work. You would like that, wouldn't you, to be my own personal fucking chair? Look at you. Look at the fucking slut. Desperately eating pussy while grinding just to get a single ounce of pleasure, needing to come. But you don't get to come yet. You don't get to come yet until I come, and I haven't came yet. No, I haven't. I'm not even close. I'm just enjoying watching you. Look at how good you're doing. Come on, little sluts. Really show me what you got. Such a beautiful town slut. Should be better at eating pussy than this. Come on, really give it to me. Give me everything you've got. You don't have to worry about being gentle. Oh, that's it. That's what I wanted. There you go. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Fuck. Right there. Right fucking there. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, so fucking good. Your tongue feels so fucking good on my pussy, on my clit. Oh, fuck. I just gotta. Oh. Oh, I gotta grab my own tits, play with my own nipples. Fuck. Oh, that helps me get closer, you know? So they're so fucking sensitive and they're just hard little butts right now from all the menstruations you were doing with that tongue of yours. Fuck. Come on, grind faster. Don't you want to get off faster using my heel? Yeah, of course you fucking do. Come on, you can do it. Go faster than that. Faster than that. Come on. Match your tongue to your hips. That's it. Fast and hard and rough, just like you want it, just like you need it. You don't want anything gentle, no. What criminal wants anything gentle? What whore wants to be treated with love and respect? Not you. You're just a fuck toy. That's why I get to treat you like this, because I turned you into a fuck toy and you didn't even try to resist, did you? You put up a little fight, you closed your eyes, but deep down, this is the real you, isn't it? This is what you've always wanted to be. You just wanted to be an object for people to play with and fuck, use, and abuse. And you don't care how you got there. I fucking set you free and you are enjoying every second of not having any inhibitions, aren't you? You can just be the easy, carefree slut you were always meant to be. All thanks to my work. All thanks to my machine. Oh god, I bet you're so fucking thankful, aren't you? Come on. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, well, this is a great way to show how thankful you are by eating me out, by making me come, but I think you're gonna need to do it again and again and again for me to really get the idea, because, well, this feels good. This is to prove how loyal you are to me, that you deserve to go on a mission today with me, because I have one lined up. And I would love to debut my new partner. Oh, fuck. Just think about it. Your debut after you have come all over my heels and you've made me come. You're gonna go outside and everyone's gonna see your face, but only I know that it is covered in the juices from my pussy, that I wrote that fucking face a mere few hours before we stepped out. You're gonna be the belle of the ball, aren't you? Oh, fuck. You might even take attention away from me. No. No, I shouldn't even say that, because let's be real, it's not. You're not going to, because you're the sidekick. Even now, even though you are a freed slut, so easy, so shameless, so willing to do whatever, I'm still gonna be the fucking star, because look at me and look at you. Which one of us is the star? Oh, fuck yeah. You just answered with that move with your tongue. Fuck. Oh, God. Fuck yeah. Right there. It feels so fucking nice. Yeah. Oh, come on, grind faster. Move those hips. Really work it. Get your tongue and your hips in sync. Come on, fucking do that for me. Oh, fuck. Oh, so pretty, so obedient, so eager, and all mine. My little toy to do whatever the fuck I want with, and you're not gonna protest. No, why would you protest when I make you feel this good, when I let you make me feel this good? Such a privilege, such an honor for a toy like you, for a low-life scum such as yourself. You were nothing before I took you from that crowd. You were absolutely fucking nothing. So you should be happy that I'm turning you into something, that I'm turning you into this, that I am raising you up. Oh, I am making you into something that people are gonna be terrified of, and it's gonna be beautiful. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, right there. Fuck. Oh, fuck. They're gonna be terrified of you when I'm done with you. Your name is gonna incite fear into everyone. And you are gonna have me to thank. Oh, I fucking own you, don't I? Oh, fuck. Imprint owns this toy. Maybe I should get that tattooed on you so that you never forget. Right across your fucking neck. Oh, fuck. I'll permanently mark you as mine. That way you don't get any fucking ideas about who owns you, about who made you this, about who gave you a fucking chance at life, who saved you from that fucking dull bullshit that you were calling living, because it wasn't. No. This. this right now. This is living, isn't it? Fuck. Oh, fuck. I'm getting close. Oh, come on. Grind faster. Grind faster. Come on. Come on, little slide. Oh, fuck. Oh, just because I'm getting close doesn't mean you can stop fucking thrusting and fucking yourself on my heel like some pathetic bitch. No, come on. Oh, show me what you got. Come on, make me come. Make me come. Come on, toy. Show me that you're worth a damn. Show me that you have promise and potential. Make me fucking come with this talented fucking mouth of yours. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, God. Oh, fuck. Right there, right there, right there. Oh, don't stop. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop. Oh, fuck. That felt good. Now clean me up while you keep fucking my shoe. Come on. I can tell you're close. I can. I can see you right now. Or do you not want to come? Do you want to hold off and make it better? The choice is yours, little toy. Do you want to come all over my shoe? Or, do you want to deny yourself and have it be even bigger after the heist we do together? Fucking look at you. Yeah, come on. Show me, toy. Let me see how pretty you look when you come. I told you you have potential and promise, so come for me. Come for me and show me what a good toy you are, that you are so happy to be mined, to be so thoroughly fucking owned, and come for me. Shoot it all over my heels. Come on. Oh, yeah, that's it. Fuck. Look at that. Look at that mess you made on my shoes. They're so fucking wet. Oh, gosh, look at that. You're absolutely filthy. A disgusting slut. So that means you're not done yet. I know you're still catching your breath, but you made this mess. Now clean it up using that tongue of yours. Go on, lick it. Taste yourself on my heel. Yeah, just like that. Taste yourself all over my fucking shoes. Taste how filthy you made them. What a dirty fucking slut. You're really trying to prove how loyal you are to me, huh? On the positives, at least you know how to clean up your mess once you're done. Once you've come like the shameless whore I made you into, you clean up your mess, and that's very good. I didn't even have to train that into you. Such a pretty toy. Don't miss that spot on the side. Oh, there you go. Good. Good. I don't want a single drop of you on these shoes. Do you know how fucking expensive they are? They're probably worth more than your apartment that you live in. But that's okay, because now you live with me. You have just that one spot right there. There you go. Oh, very good. Run your tongue back and forth. Good. Good. Keep tasting yourself on my shoe. I know you're eager to prove you're loyal, but I think you got every spot. There's nothing left for you to lick. Look at you. Such a cute little toy, and all for me. But do you know what I'm thinking? Makeover time. I can't take you on our first gig together while you're looking like this. You look like a civilian, and I can't have that for my new partner in crime. Let's go find you something flashy and maybe a little slutty to wear, okay?